Alfie and Annie Rose Storybook. Here comes the bridesmaid. One morning, Mum had a letter from her friend, Lynn, whom she used to know at work. Lynn wrote that she was going to get married to Harvey Jones and that she wanted them all to come to her wedding. She especially wanted Alfie to be there because she would like him to be her page. "What's a page?" Alfie wanted to know. "Is it something in a book?" "No, it's not that kind of page," said Mum, still reading. "It's someone who walks behind a bride in church. There'll be two big girls walking with you. They're called bridesmaids." "But why does Lynn need all those people walking behind her just because she's marrying Harvey Jones?" asked Alfie. "Because on that day, Lynn will be the bride and a very special person," Mum explained. "She'll wear a long white dress, and you'll have to have a new shirt and a new pair of trousers." "Is that all I have to do? Just walk?" said Alfie, who didn't think that being a page sounded very interesting. But he liked Lynn, and when he heard that after he'd walked behind her in church and been very good and quiet while everyone watched her get married, they would go and have a lovely party with different kinds of cake, he thought that perhaps being a page wouldn't be too bad. The day before the wedding, Mum took Alfie down to church to meet Lynn and the bridesmaids so that they would all know what to do. And of course, Annie Rose came too. She and Mum sat at the back of the church and watched while Lynn practiced walking up between all the rows of seats to the top of the church, where the minister and Harvey would be standing under a window made of coloured glass. Behind her, Alfie walked, putting one foot after another, very slowly and carefully, and behind him walked the two bridesmaids side by side. Alfie had to be especially careful to leave a space between his feet and Lynn's to make room for the long dress she was going to wear. After they'd done this a couple of times, Lynn gave Alfie a hug and told him he'd got it just right. That evening, Alfie practiced some more. He made Dad walk up and down, wearing a sheet pinned around his waist and hanging down at the back so that he could practice not treading on it. He looked hard at the ground and managed not to, not even once. The wedding was at 3 o'clock the next day. Alfie and Dad, Mum and Annie Rose arrived early. Alfie, looking extra clean and tidy, stood with the two big bridesmaids at the church door, waiting for Lynn. The church was full of people. Harvey was there already, up at the front. Mum, Dad and Annie Rose sat right at the back. At last, a big shiny car with white ribbons tied on the front drew up. Out got Lynn with her dad. She looked quite different from usual, all dressed up in her long white dress. Alfie thought she was like a princess with a crown of flowers. Then the music played very loudly and everyone stood up. Lynn took her dad's arm and they all began to walk very slowly up the aisle to where Harvey was waiting. And it was just as they had practiced it, except that now all the people were looking at them. But Alfie kept his eyes straight ahead. He was being careful not to tread on Lynn's beautiful white dress. Halfway up the church, Alfie felt something behind him, tugging at the back of his shirt. Then Alfie felt a little hand in his. It was Annie Rose. She had joined the wedding procession and was toddling happily up the church beside Alfie. Alfie glanced round. He saw Mum looking at him and he looked back at her. They both knew Annie Rose rather well. They knew that if Mum came and picked her up to take her back to her seat, she would scream very loudly. She might even lie down in the middle of the church and go all stiff and drum her feet on the floor. Alfie knew how terrible that would be. So he turned round again and walked on, holding Annie Rose's hand tightly. And she walked beside him, as good as gold. She had watched him practicing and knew just what to do. When they reached Harvey and the minister, the music stopped and they all stood still. But Mum, meanwhile, had slipped up to the front of the church. And when Annie Rose saw her, she calmly let go of Alfie's hand and trotted over to her. Annie Rose was very good and quiet all through the talking and the singing and the prayers. But when at last the wedding service was over and Lynn and Harvey walked, smiling, arm in arm out of the church, Annie Rose struggled out of Mum's arms and joined in behind them next to Alfie. And she was just as careful as he was not to tread on Lynn's dress. Outside in the sunshine, the church bells rang out. Lynn and Harvey stood on the steps while a man took photographs. The bridesmaids stood on either side and Lynn and Harvey in the middle. And then Lynn made Annie Rose stand next to Alfie, right in front, for a picture. Afterwards, they all went to a big room where a lot of beautiful food was laid out. There was a white wedding cake with a silver horseshoe on top. Alfie had two kinds of cake and some strawberries. Annie Rose had a chocolate cream roll. "I didn't know I was going to have three bridesmaids," said Lynn, laughing. "But I guess three is a much luckier number than two." The end.